Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Let's dive into this episode. But first, before we do that, go listen to the episode before this, because that is about the four things that can absolutely ruin relationships. It is a model written by John Gottman. And today we are going to talk about the ways to avoid those four things, the ways to fix those four things. So this one will make a lot more sense if you've listened to yesterday's episode. So again, the four things that will ruin relationships is criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And I'm going to give you, these are not my solutions. These also come from John Gottman, four ways to target or to avoid or to fix those four things that can ruin relationships. The first one is criticism. And, you know, a criticism can say like, you know, all you do is talk about yourself. Why are you so selfish? Why are you so absorbed with you? And the antidote to that is what John Gottman calls the gentle startup. So the way to fix that one is to kind of say like, here's the way that I'm feeling. Is there any way that you can accommodate that? It'll look like this. You know, I'm kind of feeling left out of our talk tonight. I kind of need to vent about something. Can we talk about my day? That way you're kind of saying in a very gentle way, like, I'm feeling like I need to be heard about something. There's something I want to talk about. Can I share? Can I go into that? So that you're maybe assuming that somebody does want to hear about your day instead of that they are a cruel or selfish or horrific person, because they likely are not. The second one is the antidote to defensiveness. Now, when you're defensive, you might say something like, you know what? It's not my fault that we're going to be late. It's your fault since you got dressed at the last minute, right? The antidote to this is actually taking responsibility. So what this could sound like is instead of like vehemently saying we have to do things my way, seeing an opportunity where both people's needs can be met or where you can understand the other person's point of view. The example he gives is in the sense of being late, the antidote could be, you know what? I don't like being late, but you're right. We don't always have to leave so early and I can definitely be more flexible. So instead of being defensive, you take responsibility. How can I show up differently? If everybody in every relationship starts taking care of themselves and showing up better, all relationships will improve. When we continuously want our partner to be the one improving, or our family member, or our friend, or whatever it is, I need you to fix things. I need you to be better. I need you to show up more whole. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. When we kind of like place that responsibility on someone else, then everybody's placing responsibility on each other and getting resentful when we're not showing up properly, but we're not showing up properly because we're showing up for someone else instead of ourselves. So I think part of the thing here with the defensiveness is remembering that if somebody is nagging on you about something, maybe there's something that we can take responsibility for. The third one is stonewalling. And the way to fix or avoid or, you know, navigate stonewalling is by doing some self-soothing. Okay. Now, if you feel the need to say, you know what, I'm not doing this. I'm getting off the phone. I don't want to fucking talk about this. Or, you know what, you want to get mad at me? Fine. How about I just leave and walking out of the door or whatever it is. Instead of completely avoiding a topic or avoiding a person or ignoring them and thinking, you know what, I'm tired of having this conversation, .. Like instead of that, what he recommends is saying something like this. Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I need a break. I need 20 minutes. And can we talk after that? That way you remove yourself from the situation. You feel yourself getting worked up. You step aside. You take those 20 minutes. You calm down and you enter back into the conversation in a way where you are now ready to hear, to be heard, to communicate properly. The fourth one, the last one, is contempt. And so the antidote to contempt is by working on really, really creating a culture of appreciation and respect. And what he uses is a 5-to-1 ratio. So 5-to-1 positive to negative interactions. that a relationship needs to succeed. So basically, if you have 5 positive interactions for every 1 negative interaction, then you're making deposits into a bank account, an emotional bank account between you and a partner, a work relationship, a friendship, a family member, whatever it is. Are you depositing 5 positive interactions into the account for every 1 that you take out? That way, sure, negative interactions are going to happen, but there's already a culture of respect, a culture of appreciation where there's 5 positive interactions present and there for you to lean back on and to say, like, we're not all bad. We're not always bad. So those are the ways that you can start to think about viewing, I would say, those 4 relationship ruiners, for lack of a better, more eloquent term, so that we can start to see our relationships a little bit deeper, a little bit better, and really understand that we are the ones who have to take responsibility. And yeah, so-and-so might be not doing the work, so you feel like you have to do all the work. Or maybe so-and-so is just not budging and you are trying to do the work to show up better. That's on them. And at the end of the day, if you want the relationship to be better, just focus on your 50%, but you have to take responsibility. We all have to take responsibility. We have to say, what if they're right? What if I have something to fix here? What if they're holding up a mirror to something that I know is present that I'm scared to look at? What if they're holding up a mirror to myself about something I've never noticed? They are feeling disrespected. How can I make sure they feel respected? Now, if this is someone you don't love at all, if this is someone you don't care for, then it's a different conversation. But I would think that when you're thinking of these things, you're thinking about someone you love that is important to you, that you want in your future, that you want in your life. And if so, show up with your 50% being better and either accept that their 50% is not going to change or make a decision about whether or not you want that person in your life. And those are all hard truths we have to focus, but it all comes down to being self-aware, to understanding yourself better, and to showing up whole in a relationship where it's not someone else's responsibility to fix you, to improve you, or to make you feel like the best person in the room or whatever that is. Let me know if you're interested in more topics like this. I find John Gottman to be fascinating. I like reading about his theories. I like listening to podcasts about him. So let me know if you found this interesting, and I will see you next time. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast, follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.